pet cat, dog, guinea pig, even a rabbit can be a very special addition to a family. And while pets are often given as Christmas presents, it's the weeks before the festive period that can see a spike in pet surrenders. In Victoria alone, it's reported that between October and December, the RSPCA triaged more than 700 inquiries from people about surrendering their cats or dogs. Some shelters are at capacity and the number of euthanizations has increased in the past few years. So what's behind this trend? Dr. Bronwyn Orr is a lecturer in animal welfare, ethics and behaviour at James Cook University. Welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. I think a lot of people are aware that you might see surrenders following Christmas, but tell me about this spike in the run-up to the holiday period.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do see an increase in surrenders at shelters and also euthanasia more generally at veterinary clinics across Australia. And of course, it is for a multitude of reasons. The number one reason that animals are surrendered to veterinary to shelters is for behaviour, and that is quite complicated. But we do see people, unfortunately, the cost of living, the cost of veterinary fees, it is certainly hitting home for a lot of people. We also see people who are going away and they no longer have care available for their pets, particularly if their pets have been unwell for some time. And so they decide this is the time to kind of to either get them euthanized or surrendered. So there's a lot of things happening at once. Certainly cost of living is hitting pet owners pretty hard. We have the highest rates of pet ownership in the world. More than 70% of households have a pet, but that also means that much more people are affected by these general societal trends that we are seeing. So it doesn't surprise me that we have seen this increase in surrenders, unfortunately.
And for those that are surrendered, are there any stats on how likely it is that they will find new homes or on how common, I guess, conversely, it is that they're euthanized?
Yeah, so RSPCA is pretty much the only organisation that actually publishes their statistics. And according to their most recent numbers, the rates of euthanasia for animals that are admitted to their shelters is actually increasing slightly. There is an overall trend, actually, for animals coming into shelters to be decreasing. They've actually decreased significantly. And a big part of that is diversion programs, so making sure that pets don't get to shelters in the first place. But I think what we're seeing is that the pets that do end up in shelters, particularly those with health or behavioural issues, perhaps are experiencing more significant issues. And so overall, the number, I think it's sitting at about 16% now, are ending up euthanized. I mean, it is worth thinking back to sort of 20, 30 years ago, before we had a lot of these programs in place. The rate of euthanasia for something like a stray cat was incredibly high. Like at a lot of shelters, it would be more than 50% of cats would get euthanized because no one wanted them. So we've certainly improved those statistics a lot. But I guess, you know, the pointy edge of the wedge, the cases that are not able to be rehomed or that they're struggling to rehome, they are incredibly difficult. So they try to divert them out of the shelter as much as possible to avoid them kind of going in and ending up in that cycle.
And are there any sort of cultural issues with many people perhaps not wanting a shelter dog, with them sort of getting a bad reputation or the popularity of breeds of dogs?
Yeah, look, it's interesting you say that because anecdotally, as a veterinarian who also works in clinical practice, I have noticed there is an increasing trend of people saying, you know, things like, oh, well, I wanted to get a rescue. I would have liked to get a rescue, but they didn't have anything suitable. You know, all the animals in the shelters are, you know, perhaps staffies or they have behavioral problems. So I just, you know, ended up buying an animal from a breeder. And look, I do think there is an element of that. As I was describing, the animals that often end up in shelters now have nowhere else to go. And so, you know, if you've got an 18-month-old that has had no training, ends up surrendered at the shelter, you know, big, boisterous, pulls on the lead, escapes all the time, it's incredibly challenging. And so people are sometimes turning to these purebred dogs. I think the other thing that plays into it is animals are living.
Sorry, Dr. Bronwyn Orr, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.